Hi, everybody, and welcome to the third in our podcast series. The last one, Become a Trusted Advisor, was pretty short, about 5 minutes. That's all I needed to cover that topic. This topic's going to take a little bit longer. I'm going to try and get this done in about 45 minutes, and I'd like you to be able to take notes. So if you're listening to this in your car, maybe pop something else in right now and pick this up later when you can sit down and take some notes. The audio, what I'm going to talk about today is the 10 things you can do to build your relational marketing business, 10 important lessons. And this comes from some audio that Jim Rohn put together. It's called Building Your Network Marketing Business. I like the term relational marketing better. I think it really sums up what we do. We get into relationships with people, and I'll talk about that today. But I'm going to personalize that, and I'm going to put my own spin on it, and I'm going to give you my perspective as it relates to Team Beachbody and what has worked for us. So the first thing you can do to build your relational marketing business, and I think the most obvious one, it's sales, right? Getting customers, making sales, that's the first thing. Now, this is easy for most people, okay? The reason it's easy is because sales itself, unless you put a lot of heat on it and a lot of energy on it, sales is really pretty basic. Sales is simply a transference of belief. That's all you're doing, okay? You are saying to someone, this worked for me, it may work for you. This is why being a product of the product is so incredibly important, okay? Because what we do is we learn new skills, and then we practice those skills for a while, and then we have some success with those skills, and then we teach other people how to do what we've done. The people who decide they want to be teachers, those are the people who become coaches. What do they want to teach people? They want to teach people what they've had success with, okay? It's very difficult for me to sell something I haven't tried, okay? That's why I did the Ultimate Reset. That's why I am taking the Body Beast supplements now as I'm going through phase two of Les Mills Pump, because I need to establish a belief system that they actually work before I'm going to be able to communicate that to other people. Okay, another example, TurboFire. I've never done TurboFire. Not surprisingly, I don't sell a lot of TurboFire. Okay, and the reason is because I don't have that same belief system that I do in something like P90X or Insanity or Les Mills Pump. Okay, because I've done those products and I know they work. And I know what the difference I've felt, and I can communicate that to somebody. You know, when I sit there and I'm talking to a cyclist and I say to them, yeah, when I did Insanity, my max heart rate and my average heart rate increased by 10 beats per minute. That's something tangible that they can take away and go, okay, maybe I should do that because I could use that. So that's all sales is. Sales is simply the transference of belief. It's really, really pretty basic stuff. And I think it's the one thing that people don't struggle with too much when it comes to our products, because most people who sign up to be coaches were customers first. So they've established that belief system. If you are signing up coaches who are not currently customers, and they're going to be basically new customers, you need to help them develop that belief system. And whenever I'm working with somebody who is a new customer and a new coach, I am really spending a lot of time focusing on slowing them down in their business so that they can catch up with their fitness, because I know that they need to develop that belief system. Okay, so that's the first one, sales. Number two, recruiting. Recruiting really is a big part of our business, and recruiting is also a transference of belief. What's the belief you're transferring, though? The belief you're transferring is that our business works, and our business is great, and that our business is a path to insert goal. A little bit of extra income, financial freedom, leaving your job, whatever it may be, covering your car payment, paying off some debt, whatever that thing may be, that's the belief system that you're transferring to other people. Now, here's the problem with that. And here's why it's important to understand that that's what recruiting is as much as sales is because a lot of people, and I was one of them, have hangups about relational marketing, about network marketing, okay? I tried to run away from this for a long time, pretend like what we did wasn't a network marketing company. It's a huge mistake. It's a huge mistake for me because people saw that. I transferred that belief to other people. And not surprisingly, not very many of them wanted to become a coach, because the belief I was transferring to them was that I didn't really believe in this business. The minute you start to run away from who we are, which is a relational marketing company, you lose right away. Boom, done. Because what the message you're sending to people is that you don't have any confidence in your own business model. And if you don't even have any confidence in your own business model, why would I get in? why would I get in when you're not willing to share with me what your business is all about and what you do, and you're somehow ashamed of it, then what, I'm going to walk around and I'm going to be ashamed of it? No way. You can't do that. It is vital that you develop a belief system in our business that is simple, that is a simple understanding that network marketing, relational marketing is about helping other people. I don't get paid if people don't do well. I used to have this perception of network marketing as being, it was like making wine, right? And so I was the winemaker and people were the grapes, and my job was to squeeze them and squish them and smash them until I got every last drop out of them. Guess what? That didn't work very well for me. That didn't work very well for me because I didn't understand what it was all about. Okay, what I now understand network marketing all about is I'm like a big power generator, okay? And I'm like a big outlet. And people come with their plug and they plug into me and they suck energy out of me. And my job is to have enough energy for all these people that I can keep giving them energy and keep giving them energy and keep giving them energy. Sometimes that energy is advice, sometimes it's emotion. But that's what this business is about. It's not about making wine, it's about creating power. It's a totally different concept, and when you understand that, and then you also understand that it's the single greatest business model that was ever developed, you start to change your belief system about what we do. And when you can change your belief system about what we do, more people are going to be interested. You have to really take a hard look in the mirror right now and ask yourself whether you are pushing people away from this business opportunity because of your own preconceived notions about what we do. You know, going back to sales, that transference of belief happens with objections, right? If you're getting objections about cost, you better take a look at whether you think our products are expensive. And you better get a hold of that and adjust it, or you're not going to have a lot of success. You're going to keep running into that same wall. It's the same thing with recruiting. You know, if you're not having a lot of luck recruiting, it may be because you don't really believe in what we do. And I'm going to assert to you that is something that's absolutely essential. It's also about sponsoring, okay? Recruiting, sponsorship is a really important part of recruiting. You can't just start somebody, bring them into this business, and send them off to the Coach Training Academy and tell them, all right, well, good luck, have fun, go get them. I've tried that, and guess what? It doesn't work. It just doesn't work, okay? Sponsoring is like starting a new life. This is what Jim Rohn talks about, okay? You gotta nurture it like a mother and protect it like a father. And that is absolutely the truth. We have created a 4-week training process. If you are not privy to that, please send me an email. My email address is info@thefitclubnetwork.com. I'm happy to link you to it. It's just a Google document. It's an open doc. Anybody can use it. It's a 4-week training process where we take people from having no clue about who we are and what we do, except maybe their experience as a customer, to being ready to actually go out and invite people and share with them, okay? Go through that sharing cycle. So there's a 4-week training process, and during that training process, I'm trying to help them develop a business plan. And it's a business plan that helps them capitalize on their strengths immediately and then go to work on their weaknesses. And in order to do that, we gotta talk. I gotta get to know you. I need to know who you are and how I can help you. What you're gonna be good at right away and what you gotta get better at. Because everybody has those things. Everybody has them. And it's important to find them out. So sponsorship. Vital, vital, vital. If you think you can just sign people up, you are mistaken. That is not what this business is about. You get no credit for just simply signing somebody up. Your person has to actually go do something in order to get paid. It's one of the things I like about this business. There isn't any hocus pocus. If people do stuff, you get paid. If you do stuff, you get paid. If nobody does anything, nobody gets paid. Okay? That for me, that really legitimizes the business entity as the structure we have. Okay, number 3, organization. Organizing people, getting them to work together. The power of shared testimonials, okay? I am smart enough to know that I'm not gonna speak to everybody, okay? I need other people around me who are gonna help motivate people. That's why when you look at what we've done, it's all about organization, and it's all about getting more people to have a voice in the organization. Now, if their voice doesn't line up with our culture, I've got to rein that in. But for the most part, we're bringing in really good people who have a really great voice. I need to hear that. That's why, you know, just to talk to you about some of the organizational structures we set up. Because I listened to this Jim Rohn audio 3 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. And I went home and I said, you know what? We need a team call. We didn't have a team call. So we got a team call. Then I put together a newsletter. The newsletter became overwhelming as the organization grew too quickly. But I put together a team call. We put together a Facebook group. We have all of our coaches in a Facebook group where everybody has a voice. Everybody can go in there. They can get their questions asked. They can hear from other people. That is so important, setting up the structures for success. And whatever that looks like, organizing people in the diamond mine groups, like we talk about. Organizing as far as putting together the four-week training process, like I'm talking about. If you want to be a big leader in this in this business, you have got to learn organization. You have got to pull your people together and give them a home. And let it be a home where it sets them up for success. That's what organization is all about. Okay, and then the fact that when you do that, people have a voice. This is why I have on the call every week, I have a new diamond coach on the call. Or a success story winner. Or a new star diamond coach. One of those three. Because I know that you may hear from, and because I get the messages from people. People send me messages, wow, that was an amazing call. Wow, this was an amazing call. Because they hear from somebody who's like them. Because I'm maybe not like them. Maybe I am. And maybe I speak to them and they resonate really well with me. But they may need to hear from somebody who's had a different background, a different past, and has a different personality type. And that's what's going to get them going. Shared testimonials are so powerful. So when you organize, you give people an opportunity to do that. All right, promotions. Promotions are big. This is a huge one, right? Beachbody has their own promotions, right? And there's a lot of them, right? You know, if you go two-star, you get to open your second business center. That's a big one. If you make elite, you get all kinds of gravy. The last couple of years as an elite coach, we've had some pretty cool stuff. We got an extra night at Atlantis, an extra night at Vegas, upgraded room. Invited out to dinner with Carl and the corporate team. We went to Ka with them, the Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas. They've really treated us well. That's a big promotion, though, because elite's really hard to get to. What we need to come up with on our own is the smaller promotions, okay? And these take a lot of different forms, you know? We've got a lot of different stuff going on, but it's simple. It's as simple as recognition, to be honest with you. That's what most people want. It's just a little bit of recognition. So if you listen to my team call every week and you keep an eye on our Facebook group, if you're part of our organization, what you see is every week I do two things. I do rank advancements, all new people. I just have, if you or one of your coaches advances in rank, you put it in there's a document that we have in Facebook. You put it in there that so-and-so advanced to Emerald or Ruby or Diamond or Star Diamond or whatever. And then I call their name out and congratulate them on the call. It also tells me who I need to put on the call for the future. Because if you're a new diamond, I want you on the call. So I do that. The other thing I do is the top 10 volume producers. And this takes a little bit of time to put together. Okay, the bigger organization gets, the more time it takes. But it's well worth it. Because I have a lot of people out there who send me messages and say, you know, hey, I did this much in volume this week. Do you think I'm going to make it in the top 10? I know they're out there trying to get in the top 10. Why? Because recognition is really important to them. Getting on my radar screen is really important to them. They want to know that I know what their name is, and they want to hear their name on the call. And they want to simply hear me say, hey, good job. Okay, now to me, that's not terribly important. But I had to understand that it's not about me. It's not about me. When we started doing this, I thought this is a silly waste of time. Until I started to get feedback from people saying, oh man, I love the top 10. I want to be in that top 10 so bad. And I realized that it's not about me. I can't take what's important to me and apply it to everybody else. I have to listen to my people and understand what's important to them. And recognition is important. Promotions are important. And something as small as getting your name called on a team call or posted in Facebook, pat on the back, that sort of thing. That works for people. They like that. They respond well to it. Okay? So having promotions. You know, we do some other promotions. We've done all kinds of stuff. You know, Team Beachbody does it as well. They have the smaller promotions with the Team Beachbody Cup Challenge, you know, that whole thing. We do other stuff. You know, we've given away hats and T-shirts and books and fitness programs and Shakeology and all kinds of stuff that we've given away as part of smaller promotions. Right now, we've got a bigger promotion going on. Okay, for people who are in Monica's direct line of sponsorship, if you create 36,000 volume points, that's 36,000 volume points between 2012 Summit and 2013 Summit, you're going to get a new Tag Heuer watch. That's a nice prize, right? That is a very nice prize. That's a major promotion for us. Major promotion for us. But it's a promotion. Why? Because I want to incentivize people, because I understand this business is about volume. It's not about rank. Rank is what gets you recognition. Volume is what gets you paid. So that's what this is all about. Okay, next skill, communication, vital. Number 5, communication. Absolutely vital that you understand and learn how to communicate with people. If you have not read Personality Plus, How to Understand Yourself by Understanding Others, the author is Florence Littauer, I'm going to suggest that you need to read that book. Unless you're really good at communication. Maybe you are. Monica is a brilliant communicator. She read that book, kind of went, okay, that's nice. I was a horrible communicator. I read that book and it changed my life. Okay, so we all have different stuff we need to work on. But after I read that book and I recognized the 4 major social styles that were floating around in the world and that they all had similar strengths and weaknesses, I mean, they all had, you know, people who fell in those categories had similar strengths and weaknesses, what I mean by that. I became such a better communicator because I learned to recognize those personality types. And I learned I can do it on the phone now in about 10 minutes. I can usually recognize kind of who I'm talking to. And then that conversation changes. You know, the conversation changes. If I'm talking to somebody who's a sanguine, which is kind of the fun-loving, life-of-the-party personality type, if I start to get into the details of things, ooh, they check out. I got to keep it fun. The conversation has to be upbeat. I may need to go pour myself a cup of coffee and pep up because that's what they need in order to get the information from me. On the flip side of things, if I'm dealing with the melancholy personality, which is the real analytical type, if you make it too much fun, they think you're trying to hide something because those people are skeptics. I'm one of them, I know. They're skeptics at heart. So if you try to bop around with them, they want to know what you're hiding. Okay? Those people don't like information for information's sake. That's not what that's all about. They're skeptics. They don't believe you. It's just that simple. They just don't believe you. So you've got to be able to give those people some tangible proof. You know? I'm good with those people because they're like trying lawsuits. And I practiced law for 10 years, for those of you guys who don't know that. And it reminds me of that same thing. I just got to prove it to you. You know, and the other personality types have their own little quirks. But learning how to communicate with people is a major skill. I mean, a major important skill here. You've got to nail that. Communication. Okay? The other thing Mr. Rohn talks about in his audio is that he learned how to give a presentation. And how did he do it? Well, he did it, and he screwed it up. And then he did it again. We talk a lot about failure and the importance of failure and learning from your mistakes. This is one of those areas. Okay, I can guarantee you that you are going to say things over the course of your coaching career, probably mostly when you're new, that you're going to wish you could reach out in the air and grab those words and physically stuff them back down your throat because it's such a stupid thing to say. That's going to happen. Okay, that's going to happen. And it's okay because it happens to everybody. And we all figure it out, and we all get better, and we all stop saying those things. But this is part of learning. This is part of the process. This is part of improving. And what Mr. Rohn says, I just did it again. And I did it again, and I did it again, and I did it again. And if you want to know why I'm here, and why I can sit here and just off the cuff record a podcast that's 45 minutes long, it's because I've done so many of these. I've done so many team calls. I've filmed so many videos. In the beginning, it wasn't like this. If you go back on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/ The Fit Club Network, you will see I was a fumpering mess in those first few videos. They were scripted and they were awful. But I knew if I could just get through them that I'd get better and I'd get more comfortable and I wouldn't have to be so self-conscious about what are people going to think about me and all this other noise that goes on in my head. I just did it again. And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Okay? But read Personality Plus. Learn to communicate. Learn the personality types. All right, number 6, train and teach. Train and teach. And training and teaching are two different concepts. Training is how the business works. Okay, our four-week training or our four-week onboarding process, that's training. That's teaching people how the business works. Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out who they are and how I can help them in their life. Because that's what teaching is about. Teaching is about helping people understand what life is all about and how life works and how to figure things out and how to get better and show up bigger every single day. That's what teaching is about. So if you get into our Diamond Mind group, okay, that's the next level of training that we have. You go from the four-week onboarding process. If you show some leadership skills and some strong desire to get really in-depth involved with this business, you go through a Diamond Mind. That Diamond Mind has two components to it, becoming a leader of self and becoming a leader of others. We're just now transitioning after 7 weeks into becoming a leader of others, because that's how long it takes to sit down and read a book like The Compound Effect and listen to Jim Rohn's Art of Exceptional Living audio. Because I know one thing. Until you lead yourself, you cannot lead others, because I've been down that path. I tried to lead others way too early in my Beachbody career. I was not even leading myself. I wasn't a leader in my house. I wasn't a leader in my marriage. I had to get that under control, and then it was amazing how easy it became to lead other people once I understood that and once I accepted responsibility for what was happening or not happening, not just in my business but in my life. So we spend a lot of time focused on that. We spend a lot of time working on you and your life and setting goals. And they may not be Beachbody business goals. You know, I had a call the other day and he says, well, I don't really, you know, the new coach, he says, I don't really want a fancy car. Great. Then don't put that on your goal board. Do you want to stuff some money in a college fund for your child? Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Because that was our first goal. Pad that college fund. That keeps going. You know, that doesn't end. Saving for my children's future. Making sure that my kids, that their future is secure. That's a big one for me. I don't get to drive a fancy car. And I'm setting my goals for next year. And there's a fancy car on it. But I don't get that car until my children's future is secure. That's part of training people and teaching people about life. Okay? So learn to train, learn to teach. The next one, number 7, learn to inspire people. You've got to learn to inspire people, and this happens a couple different ways. The first way you inspire people is with your lifestyle. Live out loud. If you meet Tony Horton and take a picture with him, tell everybody about it. Because there's going to be people out there who are going to go, wow, you met Tony Horton. That's amazing. What's he like? Where'd you meet him? How'd you have that opportunity? That's incredible. I've seen that P90X infomercial. Maybe they've done the program, whatever it may be. Take that opportunity to inspire them. Okay? If you're going on a trip or you're buying some shoes or whatever it is that's your thing, live out loud. Give people an opportunity to see that as a result of Beachbody, you're living an excellent life. You're eating well, you're doing things that you otherwise wouldn't have done. Okay, I'll be honest with you guys, I am living the life of my dreams. 4 years ago, we sat down and Monica and I said, what do you really want? This is it for me. I got it right now. But I'm not done. I'm not done until more people start living the life of their dreams. And then that'll happen. And then I'll want more. Because that's how I am. And I'll always be that way. But learn how to inspire. It's vital. The other part of inspiration is to be honest with people and show them where they're at. Okay? And this is a tough one. Okay? This can be a really tough one when you're new at this and you're mentoring people. This is tough. Being honest with people. Craig Holiday always says, you know, Craig Holiday is one of my mentors and a good friend. And Craig is not afraid to tell me what's going on with me. If he sees something he doesn't like or that I have told him, this is what I do, this is my avoidance behavior, whatever it may be, he'll tell me. And he calls it speaking truth into people's lives. And you have to do that. You have to do that. And it's not easy. I can tell you right now that if I've ever said to you, are you open to some feedback right now? And I've told you something you don't want to hear because I see something that needs to change with you, if I'm mentoring you. You know one thing, and that's that I really care about you. I really, really care about you because for me, that is incredibly uncomfortable. That is way outside of my comfort zone. And it's way outside of most people's comfort zone, right? Because we're just taught not to do that. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's a bunch of, excuse my French, bullshit. That's not true. Sometimes you have to say things that people don't want to hear because they need to hear them, because they need to get better, because everybody else around them sees this behavior. And if they don't see it because you don't bring it to their attention, they're never going to get better and they're never going to get where they really want to go. So if I'm telling you that, it's because I really care about you. If I don't really care about you, I'll let it go. Because why would I get out of my comfort zone and be uncomfortable for you if I don't really care about you? So that's one sign you can tell that I really care about you. Or maybe you're just not doing anything. Don't read too much into that. Because not everybody needs that level of feedback. But inspiring people, number seven, inspiring people, very, very important. Number eight. Learn to work with the people who deserve your time, not the people who need your time. I have a lot of people, as you may imagine, who contact me wanting to do three-way phone calls. I had a guy who's not even in our organization reach out to me on Facebook the other day and ask me to help him get to 5-star. Now, I'd love to do that. Okay, that's my passion. I love doing that for people, helping them, you know, structure their business and who are your players and let's get on the phone and, you know, put all their names on a board and, you know, let's get them all the time. I love doing that. But I can't do that for people who aren't in my organization because I've got 20 other people who are in my organization that are my Diamond Mind group who are asking me to do that for them. And I've committed to them. I've committed my time to those people. Okay? You don't just get in a Diamond Mind group and I forget about you. If you're in that group, my eyes are on you. You are on my radar screen. You have access to book time on my schedule. If I'm going to make that commitment to those people, I cannot make that commitment to other people. Okay? Everybody gets 4 weeks. Every new coach gets 4 weeks. That's my commitment, or 4 sessions. It doesn't necessarily happen every week. Every new coach gets that time. They've earned it. Okay? They earned it. By signing up, by agreeing to come into our business, I owe them that. Beyond that, we need to see some action. We need to see some improvement. We need to see a willingness to be coachable. And a little bit of activity and a little bit of action as well. Okay, that doesn't mean you get to Emerald. You know, sometimes these things, this is a subjective thing where I have to make these decisions about, do I see the potential in this person? Are they doing the things I'm asking them to do? Because I can tell you, I've had a lot of people, they don't do their homework, because there's homework coming out of every one of those sessions. They don't do their homework, and then they want to book a bunch of time with me. And I go, well, have you gone into the Coach Training Academy and finished that homework? Well, not yet. Well, if you're not willing to do that, you're not going to do anything else I ask you to do, because that's the easiest thing you can do. You sit there and watch a video. If you can't sit there and watch a video, you're not going to do anything else I ask you to do. So you're not coachable. And if you're not coachable, I'm wasting my time. And I don't waste my time. I can't. Okay, I've learned the hard way. You know, if any of you have heard the story of my father, you know that I learned the hard way. That time runs out. And sometimes it runs out really quickly. I'm not willing to waste my time. I love working with people, but I need to be working with people who are working. Learn how to tell people and communicate with them how to earn your time. That's important. I tell people that right up front. This is a 4-session process as a new coach. But if you do these things that I'm talking about, then you can get into the Diamond Mind group. And when you're in the Diamond Mind group, you're in my sphere of influence. You know, when people advance to Diamond in my organization and they're showing their leaders, I get on the phone with them every week. I talk to my Diamonds every single week. You want to know how to get my time? Pretty easy. I just told you. easy. Okay? Start producing some volume. Get on that top 10 volume producers list. I'll pay attention to you. Absolutely. I have to. Right? If you've ever heard the 80-20 rule, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 20% of the people do 80% of the business, which means 80% of the people are only doing 20% of the business. 80% of the people want your time, and they want it bad. You cannot give it to them. You can't give it to them because you don't have enough. You don't have enough time. I guarantee you, you do not have enough time to service all those people who are only doing 20% of the work. You've got to focus on the 20% of the people who are doing 80% of the work. Those are the people who are earning your time. Focus on them because they're doing all the work. They're the ones who are going to advance. They're the ones who are going to go from emerald to ruby to diamond to star diamond. They're the people, not surprisingly, who are going to qualify for any of the promotions that you have. Okay? But you have to teach people how to earn your time. Absolutely vital concept. If you want to be sane, now you can work, you know, if you want to work 15, 20 hours a day doing this, that's fine. That's not why I got in this business. I got in this business to work less, not more. And before I was managing expectations and teaching people how to earn my time, I started to work way too much. And I remember sitting down with Monica and saying, you know, this is like practicing law again. You know, I'm making more money than I was practicing law, which is great, but I'm working as much and I don't want to work this much. Got involved with this business to have freedom of my time, not be constrained. Okay, so teach people how to earn your time. Number 9, work more by group than you do by individual. This will help you with that time management expectation, okay? Learn to work by group. The Team Beachbody Cup is a great way to start doing that. Little group of 5, right? But if everybody gets together and everybody contributes and everybody has fun with it, and you're the captain, you get to lead your people, there's a really good little opportunity to win some stuff. You know, I mean, I don't know, the last one, I got a t-shirt and some headphones and a cool P90X2 bag, and a hat, something else, I think. It's just little stuff. It's not a major deal. It was cool. We had a good time. Work by group. That's what the diamond mine is all about. Okay? I don't work with those 20 people individually. I get them together in a group. We have a team call once a week. We read a book, we listen to some audio, and every day they talk to a success partner that I've assigned to them. I'm working by group because that's what's effective. It's a lot less confrontational, and you'll identify who the leaders are out of the group because, not surprisingly, they're the ones that talk on the call, they're the ones that post in the Facebook group, they're the ones who are requesting meetings with me and wanting me to get on the phone with them and have time with them. Those are the people who are the leaders. That's who it is. Now I know. Guess who I'm going to start calling a lot more often after the diamond mine's over? It's those people. It's those people who are advancing in rank, doing the things I say, listening to what's going on. They're checked in. They reveal themselves to me, and then I can work with them one-on-one. Learn more to work more by group than individual. Okay, number 10, the final thing. So important. So important. You have to understand that you cannot change people. You cannot change people. They can change themselves, but they've got to make that choice, and you need to explain that to them. Okay? You need to explain that to them. The most effective way I've had to do that is by talking about my life. Okay? I was a total schmuck. Okay? I was like the lawyer that everybody hated. Kind of a jerk. Very self-centered, focused on my own needs, living my life for other people because I never took the time to define what success looks like for me. So I sat back and you know, said, well, I guess it's having a Mercedes because that's what everybody else in my law office does to show that they're successful. And then I got my Mercedes and I went, nothing changed. Nothing changed. I don't feel more fulfilled. I don't feel like I'm making a difference. They never took the time to sit down and describe what success looked like for me. A lot of other things I had to work on, communication skills, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is that I committed to the change. I committed to working on me. I've read a lot of books. I've listened to a lot of audio. I've been to a lot of seminars. I'm committed to continuing to do that. Danny Johnson's on our radar screen right now. We're going to Danny Johnson's First Steps August 18th in Washington, D.C. I'd love to see you there. We're going to go do her graduate level seminar, which I think is called Date with Destiny or Dynasty, something like that. And we're going to go do that in December. Why? Because I know that I have to change. I have to continue to change and continue to get bigger and better. Because you don't just flip a switch and go from being a selfish jerk to being an outwardly focused person overnight. That's not how it works. This is a process. I got to keep going through that process if I want to continue to have a better life. Not just a better business, but a better life. I have to commit to personal growth. Okay? Mr. Rohn in his audio talks about, you know, one of the things you got to understand is that don't expect a pear tree to bear apples. You know, you can hang a sign on it that says apple tree, but when spring comes, pears are coming out. And you shouldn't be surprised by that. If you don't help your people grow, that's what you're going to get. I can guarantee you. If you don't help your people grow and learn and get over the things that they need to get over, deal with their past, get better at communication, organize them in groups, set up promotions, do the things I'm talking about on this audio. If you don't do those things, you're going to get pears. People have to decide to change, and it's important for us to show them that. Now, that's hard. I understand that. That's hard. I get it. Why is it hard? Because what it means is I have to be a product of the product in order to convey that belief system, which means I got to commit to change. And that's scary. I know that. Believe me, I was there. I remember the first seminar that Monica dragged me to. It was the Psy Basic seminar. And I was like, oh man, I don't need this. I'm successful. Look, we're making good money. I drive a Mercedes. I don't need this stupid class. Nothing could have been further from the truth. I am so glad that she took me and said, I think you need to do this. Because I think you have a lot of stuff you need to deal with. Apparently, I forgot to grieve when my father died. Pretty hard realization to come to. Not a lot of fun to deal with. But I had to deal with it. I had to get over it. I had to move on. Or I could just continue to let all that stuff run my life. And that's where I realized that, and that's where I learned that. And once you do those things, once you commit to personal growth, other people will do the same because they'll see you change. They'll see you change. If anybody knows Barbie Decker, I have watched Barbie Decker change dramatically. And she is such a good friend of mine now. When I first met Barbie, I didn't like Barbie that much. Barbie's a little too aggressive for me. You know? Barbie's a little too aggro. Like, wow, it's all about Barbie, huh? But I've watched Barbie change and grow. And she's one of my really closest friends now. I know her people see that. They see that change. They see that growth. They see her success. She can take them back in time and say, here's where I was at. And it wasn't really working for me. Now she's one of the most successful people in the entire company. Last 2 years qualified for the top 10 in the company. Elite coach. Just hit the $1 million mark. Why? Because she committed to personal change. And then she asked her people to do the same thing. Commit to personal change, because that's what's going to make the difference for you. Okay, those are my 10 things. I think I got that done in just about 40, 45 minutes. Those are the 10 things. I'll go through them real quick. Okay, first of all, sales, getting customers. It's about transferring your beliefs to other people. Number two, recruiting. Recruiting is also about transferring your beliefs to other people. Please, please, if you don't take anything else away from this, this may be where you're at right now. If you're a new coach struggling to recruit people, please, please, please dig in with what I am talking about here. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you really believe in who we are and what we do? Or do you have some sort of a hang up about relational marketing, network marketing? Is that what it is? I talk to people a lot and that's what it is. I ask those people, have you ever been involved in a network marketing company before? Sometimes the answer is yes, sometimes it's no. Do you have issues with it? Are you concerned about it? Do you worry about the perception? I have to have this conversation with people. Have to. Because if you don't have this conversation with your people and they do have a hang up and you don't deal with it, you will sit there and watch them be really good at sales and never recruit and wonder why they're leaving all this money on the table. Whenever I see somebody who's really good at sales but doesn't build their business by recruiting coaches, I know what's going on. Usually it's this, and it's a simple conversation, and it's getting them to understand that they're not making wine, they're creating energy. It's also about sponsoring people. Don't forget to do that. You cannot just sign people up. That's not how this works. Number three, organizing. Pull people together, get them to work together, create a community. You know, I was talking with William Bowman, and I've talked to a lot of other people about this. The community we have is truly amazing. There are lifelong friendships that have been established simply because of this business. That is because we've organized people, we've pulled people together, we gave them a place to talk to each other, and they became friends. Surprise, surprise, they became friends. And some of those are lifelong friends, and I know that. Number four, promotions. Okay, figure out what your promotion is. Doesn't have to be anything major. You may not be in a position to afford to give your coaches a Tag Heuer watch. That's not what it's about. How can you recognize them for work well done? That's what it's about. Number five, communication, absolutely essential. I think I've hit that one enough. Personality Plus, How to Understand Others by Understanding Yourself by Florence Littauer. Essential to understand this. Number six, train people about the business and teach people about life. Key skill. Number seven, inspire. Inspire people. Live your life out loud so that they can see what's possible, and then help people see themselves as they are so that they can improve. Number eight, teach people how to earn your time and work with the people who deserve it, not the people who need it. Not the people who need it. Work with the 20% who are doing 80% of the work, not the 80% that are only doing 20% of the work. Learn to work more by group than by individual. Sometimes you're going to have to do things one-on-one. You know, for me to get really deep with people, I have to work with them one-on-one. That's pretty obvious. But I can accomplish a lot more, and I can identify my leaders by working in groups. And finally, number 10, understand that you cannot change people. People have to decide to change themselves, but it's up to you to show them that path and to give them that wisdom and to give them that opportunity to grow and be better. It's part of teaching about how life works, is that we all need to continue to get better. All right, guys, thank you for your time today. This is number 3 in the podcast series. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be coming back and recording another one of these. I've got a couple of topics from the group that I know people want to hear about, and so I will have those out to you as quickly as I possibly can. Have a great day.